Eric, hi. How's it looking out there?
Not good, Matt. Not good at all.
That's unexpected. You are in L.A., right? You weren't lying about that? You've been lying to me a lot lately.
Not yet. I am in L.A., but I have high standards.
So it seems. All right. What's the ratio looking like?
Well, now 4-1, and that's being generous.
4-1? So 80% of the people you've seen are out of shape. That's far above the national average.
Well, you know, it's not just that, Matt. They're all manners of repulsive. I've seen at least 3 people in the last hour with V-neck T-shirts, and the bus stop across the street might as well be a rotating collection of before pictures. I mean, hell, this woman right next to me has a visible spray tan lines all over her cleavage. It looks like she put it on herself with a brown Crayola marker. Grow up!
Eric, I must have been unclear. Being ugly is not the same as being unhealthy. Some of the fittest people I know have a face like a damp paper bag.
Yeah, with all due respect, Matt, I don't see the difference. If this keeps up, I don't know what my kids are going to masturbate to. Hentai, My Little Pony. I mean, I'd rather punch my dick through a windshield.
That's noble. All right, so all right, what are you going to do with all this data you've collected then? Like, how do you plan to move forward?
Well, I'm thinking of starting my own reality show. It's going to be a cross between The Biggest Loser and Saw.
Sounds interesting. Will you let us know when you start filming the pilot?
Yeah, definitely. I will. Hell, you know, it might as well be on right now. Excuse me, ma'am. Hey, ma'am.
Eric? Eric. Whatever. Thank you to Eric for that disturbing report.